Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to everybody after a little bit of a hiatus. We unfortunately have the task of our first podcast discussing the 9 days, which begins this evening. The 9 days, of course, are the time, the days that prepare us from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, where there's an increased level of churban, of mourning, and of recognition that we are in an avelus. I'd like to focus on one particular area of the halachas of Churban Beis HaMikdash, the halachas of the 9 days, which really allow us to feel the avelus in the most certain extent, and that is the lack of meat and wine during the 9 days, the Isser v'achilas basar and shtiyas yayin during the 9 days. Let's talk about that, the basis, the reason, the background, the halachas, and any exceptions that do exist to the halacha that we are going to discuss, which is found really in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Sim Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph, Seifim Tes and Yud. But let's go back to the basics, understand where the source of the Isser from is, what the minig is, why the minig developed, and it all goes back to a Gemara Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Samech Amud Beis. The Gemara recounts the following. Tana Rabbanan, Kishachara Babayis Bishnia, when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabu Prushim B'Yisrael, there are many people who became ascetics. Shalo Lechol Basra V'Shalol Lishtas Yayin, they stopped eating meat and drinking wine. After the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, those ascetics, those Prushim Tzadikim, those individuals said that it's enough as a result of the lack of the Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. How is it possible, how is it feasible that we could eat meat and drink wine? And thus, they stopped cold turkey, no eating meat, no drinking wine, all of the days of the year. Nitfal and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua turned to them. Amarlan bin Bonai. Mipnei ma'i atam ochlem basav ein atam shosim yain. Why are you no longer drinking meat and no drinking wine? Amlo, these ascetics responded, Nocha Basar, Shemimenu Makriven al Gabi Mizbeach, V'achshav Batel, Nishte Yayin, Shemenaschen al Gabi Mizbeach, V'achshav Batel. How is it feasible? How is it possible to eat meat? The meat is the source of the korbanos that were brought on the Beis HaMikdash, and there no longer is a Beis HaMikdash, there no longer is a Mizbeach. We could drink wine, the wine was used for the libations, the korban nesachim which were on the Mizbeach, and that no longer exists. How is it possible that we could drink meat, eat meat, and drink wine? Rabbi Yeshua responded and said, "Im kein lechem lo nochal shekvar bitlu menachos." So he said, "Well, maybe you shouldn't eat bread because there's no more korban mincha. So stop eating bread." After beperos, they said. The ascetics responded, "We could eat fruit. Peros lo nochal shekvar bitlu bikurim. Maybe you shouldn't eat fruits because there are no longer any bikurim." After Beperos Achem, the Sedek said, we could eat other fruits. Maim lo nishte. How could you drink wine? Shekvar batal niso chamayim. There's no longer any water that is being used for the Mizbeach. And therefore, shasku, they were silenced. The ascetics were silenced because really it's not just meat, it's not just wine, but even water and fruit and across the board, there's nothing. We live in such a distant world. And therefore, everything, all the physicalities and all the foods that we eat and the drinks that we drink shouldn't be had any longer. Amar lahem Yeshua said, Banai, bov amar lahem. Rabbi Yeshua said the following, and this statement is really something that should give us a light and a hashkaf in terms of how to understand Churban Beis HaMikdash throughout the year and how to understand the 9 days in front of us. Shelo lehisabel kol ikur ifshar. It's impossible that we should just go about our life daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, annually, and not mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Shekvar gazra gzeira. So therefore, the gzeira has occurred. We need to have some sort of avelus. Ula hisabel yosimi da'i afshar. But to mourn too much, it's also an impossibility. Shein gozun gzeira lat tzibur elan kim rov tzibur yechol lamo. We could only implement, and we could only issue decrees that everybody can follow. So therefore, as a result, we can't prohibit meat throughout the year. We can't prohibit wine throughout the whole year. So therefore, we have certain things that are permitted and certain things that are prohibited. And therefore, the Gemara goes on to tell us a certain halachas that are brought in Siman Tov Kuf Samach and Shulchan Aruch. Sodad Abesa Besid Meshai Bo Davar Muat. You should plaster and paint your home and leave behind a little bit. How much? Amal Amma. And the Gemara goes on to tell us if you're having a Suda, you shouldn't have every single thing, but you should be Meshai or Davar. If you're making a beautiful ornament and you have some beautiful jewelry, you should leave something behind. Of course, at a chasna, we put the Ephraim makla shabrosh chasanim, the Gemara says, and therefore Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi gives us a hashkafa and teaches us a halacha, a lemaisa, that the way to approach Churban Beis HaMikdash is not by being misabel all year. And it's not by forgetting about the Beis HaMikdash all year. Every single day we daven Shlam Yircha Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu V'Sechazenu. We have to recall, reflect, Yiratzim El Fanecha Shibana Beis HaMikdash Me'ev Yemeinu. But they're halachas. And therefore, the way that we are able to mourn is the way that the halacha teaches us throughout the year. Simen Tav Kuf Samech. You leave behind a little bit of paint. You don't eat an entire and full meal. You place their Eifamakli, put a little bit of ashes on top of the chasam. However, says the Vilna Gaon in Siman Tavkuf Nun Aleph, Sif Tes. You know what we do during the 9 days? Although throughout the year we can't eat meat. And throughout the year we do drink wine. It's an impossibility. It's Gzeir She'ev Shal Yacholim Lamod Ba. But during the 9 days, that's when we begin to take on a heightened level of avelos. And that's the days when we are able to tap into really feeling, experiencing, and living the churban by having forms of avelos that we don't have throughout the year. And the most prominent and paramount way that we could do that is by not eating meat and not drinking wine during these 9 days. And thus, that the Vilna Gaon says is the makor, is the source, is the origin of the minhag, not to eat meat and not to drink wine during the 9 days. It's not possible to do so all year. And therefore, we can't abstain from meat and wine throughout the year. As Rabbi Shuban Levi teaches us, Maseches Baba Basra Daf Samech. But during the 9 days, we can, we should, and that is the minhag, and that's the basis of the minhag. Derech HaShulchan and Siman Tavkuf Nun Aleph, Siv Chav Gimel, Kimat commenting on this Gemara says the following. Ata b'chol artzos pizureinu. Throughout all of our lands of Ashkenaz, Noagin min Rosh Chodesh Ata, the custom exists beginning during Rosh Chodesh of until the end of the 9 days in Tisha B'Av, that we no longer eat meat and drink wine. However, commenting on that, the Derech HaShulchan says, "Bavonseinu harabim, due to our sins, kamash mizalzlim b'sruzeh." There are many people who don't take this rule, this minhag, so seriously, and they mock it. Ulevachin over an isur diraisa mitam neder. They're over an isur diraisa because there's a neder. There's a vow. It's an acceptance of this halacha, this minhag that exists. Shavoseinu kiblo leh minhag zeh. Have a neder shall klalis, shall all klalis, shall Ashkenaz has accepted this halacha upon themselves. And somebody who does not keep this minhag of not eating meat and not drinking wine during the 9 days, arguably says the Derech HaShulchan is over an isur diraisa of not keeping a neder that all of klalis took upon themselves. How could a person not be embarrassed and ashamed not to keep this minhag? There are many religions throughout the world that for many days or weeks or months throughout the year don't eat meat, don't drink any milk products, don't eat any eggs. Vanachnu amcha beis Yisrael shalenu nemer kadoshim to you, about what we says in the Torah parashas kadoshim to you. Lo yevu latzars atzmenu shmona yamin bashana lezichron beis kadoshenu v'sifraten. Can we not abstain at least for 8 days a year, the ninth day being Tisha B'Av? It's true we're not like the ascetics that the Gemara describes in Baba Basra Daf Samach, that they wanted to abstain all year. And Rishum Levi says, no, that it's an impossibility. But nonetheless, at least for these 9 days. Valkayotzib Zamar Hanavi says, Archa Shulchan, Boshu v'hichlamu b'darchechem b'Yis Yisrael v'on sham gadol mot. Certainly, throughout these 9 days, somebody who doesn't keep this minhag not only is over the Issud Rabbanon and the minhag that has been established in Klal Yisrael, but more than that, says the Archa Shulchan, one may be even over in the Issur D'Oraisa of being Mevatel and Neder. So Archa Shulchan is clear that the minhag developed throughout the 9 days. But where is the source of that? Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Tes. The Shulchan Aruch actually brings three different possible minhagim that exist regarding the Isser of Achilas Basar and Shtiyas Yain. Says the Mechaber, Yesh Noyagin, some have the custom, this he quotes from the Torah, B'Shem Yerushalmi, the Rambam as well, Shlolecho Basar V'Shlolishtos Yain B'Shabezu. And many, of course, of Achenu B'nei Asfara, this is their custom, they don't drink wine, they don't eat meat, just Shavua Shachalbo, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out upon. Some take upon an even greater stringency from Rosh Chodesh Av until the fast. And then the Archa Shulchan says, from the most extreme position, the position of the Kolbo, quoting earlier Rishonim, that we begin the minhag, not to eat meat and not to drink wine, miyud zayin betamas, the entire 3 week period. Because, of course, on Shavasa betamas, batel hatamid, the tamid was already nullified, abolished. Also, Nisach HaMayim and Yain was also abolished. So beginning then, the custom took root not to eat meat and not to drink wine. So therefore we find the Shulchan Aruch quotes three bona fide customs from the Rishonim as to when the Isser Achilas Bastan Shtiyas Yain begins. Does it begin Shavua Shechabo, the week upon which Tisha B'Av falls out? Do we go back and start with the 9 days, the from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av? That's a makor that many poskim have. It's from the Ramban, the Mechaber quotes, and then finally starting Yud Zayin B'Tamuz. Commenting on this, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'chein haminig b'medinaseinu." The custom that we have is the 9 days, as the Aruch HaShulchan says. This the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Derech HaChaim, the Chai Adam, and of course, as we saw in the Aruch HaShulchan as well, Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Chav Gimel in the Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Katan Nun Ches in the Mishnah Berurah. 9 days not eating meat, not drinking wine, minus of course Shabbos, so it comes out to 8 days minus Tisha B'Av, of course, which there is an Isser Achilah. So you're talking about a real bona fide week of not eating meat and not drinking wine. Are there any exceptions to this rule? And of course, we have to appreciate the sensitivity and the basis that we're not really looking to cut corners. We're not looking for excuses. We're not looking for exceptions because there's an Isser, there's a minug of Kalal Yisrael. We have to appreciate where it's coming from, to appreciate, to understand the Churba Meis HaMikdash Ne'avelos. However, says the Ramah that there is an exception. It's a significant exception. Says the Ramah, Simetav Kufnun Aleph, Sif Yud, the following. When it comes to a Su'udas Mitzvah, when it comes to a meal that's associated with a mitzvah, Kagon, for example, Bris Milah, Pidgin Aben, Vesio Masechas, Vesudas Erisin, Ochlin Basar Veshosin Yain, Kol Hashayachim Lesuda. When it comes to a Sudas Mitzvah that falls out during the 9 days, a Bris Milah, a Pidgin Aben, a Sudas Erisin, a Sio Masechas, all of those are considered to be within the category of a Sudas Mitzvah, and therefore one is permitted to eat meat and to drink wine, Kol Hashayachim Lesuda. Anybody that is connected to the Suda. However, the Ramah finishes with a caveat of Al Yesh Letzamtzim Shalola Hosef, which the Mishnah Berurah explains that you can't start adding people who you ordinarily would not invite to the meal. So if there is a bris, and if there is a pidgin aben, if there is a siyum masechas, if there is a sudas erisin, only those who are coming ordinarily as a result of kurva or avas reim, as the Mishnah Berurah says. However, somebody who's just coming to the party to eat meat and to drink wine, averu hu biyado, it's a sin, says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Magen Avraham B'Shem, the Maharil. But nonetheless, we do see that those who are shaykh to the Suda, family, friends, members of a community, certainly if there's a bris milah, if there is a pidgin aben, and if there's a siyum masachas, absolutely this would be considered a Suda's mitzvah, and eating meat and drinking wine would be permitted. So we all understand, of course, a pidgin aben and a bris milah that comes out on the calendar date of the 9 days, there's no other way about it. Absolutely, positively. If day number 8 falls out during any of the 9 days, of course you're going to have a bris milah, and of course a su'uda, which the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yoredeh bris milah says, is associated with the bris milah, is going to take place, and the same thing is true with a pidgin aben. But what about a siyum maseches? Does a siyum masech the dafka have to come out during the 9 days? Well, why not make it right before, make it right after? Do you specifically have it that it comes out? So maybe you can argue that a siyum on the daf yomi comes out specifically during the 9 days, so it's no different than a suda for the bris milah or pidgin aben. But what about postponing, not completing a masechta until the 9 days, or dafka finishing a short masechta specifically during the 9 days to eat meat? Maseches Harios, 12 blots, some have the custom to dafka knock it off during the 9 days, and there you go, you can have a meat meal. What is the propriety of doing such a thing? Is it appropriate? Is it inappropriate? Is it the right thing to do? Is it the wrong thing to do? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Sifkatan Ayin Gimel, quotes from the earlier Rabbah. Umikol Makom, Im Lo Nizdamin Bilimudu Asiyom. If it doesn't come out by happenstance, if you want to call it that, that the siyum falls out during the 9 days, lo yemaher o yeacher b'shvil zeh. You shouldn't dafka hurry up or slow down. You're learning in order for the siyum to fall out during the 9 days so you can have meat and drink wine. V'gam im lohaya oseh suda b'shar hayamim. After Shloli Hasena Gamata, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Eli Rabbah, well, let's say you knock off mesechtas throughout the course of the year, or you have different siyumim for over the course of years, and you don't make a splash of a siyum, and maybe you don't even eat meat, and you don't bring wine, or you just have some mazonos, or some cake, or some orange juice. So should you specifically make a meat suda during these 9 days if you're making a siyum? Says the Mishnah Berurah, after maybe you shouldn't do that. Achein, im nizdamin kiroy, if the siyum taka comes out the way that it should, you've been learning Mesechus Baba Bas or Baba Kama, you're finished Yevamos or Ksuvus Nidarim, and the Mesechta that you finish comes out during this time period, mutar lechol af osan shlolamdu imahim. Anybody who's associated with the Messiah is permitted to come to the Siyam. Im hayu holchim uboim gam bezman achim reshemres. If ordinarily or any other way, they would come regardless. So what emerges from the Mishnah Berurah citation of the Eli Rabbah is something significant. Is that it's not just a carte blanche heter to make a Siyam on a Mesechta that you've completed, and therefore that should allow and permit and be a license to eat meat and drink wine. It seems from the Eli Rabbah that only if it comes out during this time period would it be permitted to make a siyum. Furthermore, only as the Ramah says, those who are shayach in the Suda, those who are connected to Suda, shouldn't add people. And here I'll make a remark and note that there are certain places you could read advertisements in restaurants where a siyum will be taking place come tonight. Absolutely inappropriate. It's not the right thing to do. Who are you to join a siyum when you don't know who that person is? You have invited somebody to make a siyum, and everybody comes in throughout the course of the evening, and here's a siyum and eats meat and drinks wine. L'chor, there's no makor for such a thing. We'll talk about that in just a moment as well. So from here, you see quite clearly that it would be inappropriate to establish, to postpone, or to create a siyum in a quick off chance. However, we do see that it happens. And more often than not, it happens in camps and the like, where a siyum on a mesechta will be made. What's the basis of that? Is it okay? Is it not okay? The Mishnah Berurah, of course, according to the Eli Rabbah, does not seem to be a proponent of it. And if you take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Katan Chaf Ches, also does not seem to be a proponent of it, but does seem to shed some light on a potential leniency. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Katan Chaf Ches, Veda, there are those who postpone or set up a siyum to take place during these 9 days. Kedei lechol basar, v'davar michuarhu, says the Aruch HaShulchan, even stronger language than the Mishnah Berurah. It's michuar, which means disgusting. It's inappropriate. It's not the way to go. And the Aruch HaShulchan continues in the first Gemara Moed Katan, Daf Tesem and Aleph, even though it's permitted to be Mishayer Miktsas HaGemara L'Siyam a Mitzvah, you could postpone a Mitzvah to be completed a little bit later for various reasons. Mikol Makom, says the Aruch HaShulchan, L'Aniach L'Chatchila B'Shvil Achilas Baster L'Noe V'Lo Yo'eh. Somebody who postpones or hurries up a siyum dafka to make it during the 9 days to eat meat and to drink wine, as a matir, as a license, lo na'ev lo ya'e. It's not nice, it's not appropriate, it's mechuar. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, v'yeh shalom din lechatchila mesechas. There are certain people who are start a mesechta during the 9 days. Kidei laso siyum b'yamim elu. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, even though postponing a siyum for these days, dafka to eat meat and to drink wine, but if you're going to dafka start a mesechta now with the intention of knocking it off and learning hard during these 9 days to make a siyum, maybe that would be okay. Shalidei ze yasuk b'Torah, because that's going to inspire you to learn. Maybe you could argue that it would be okay because it's going to inspire Limud HaTorah amongst Lomdei Torah. But many people, says the Aruch HaShulchan, ordinarily aren't making a siyum throughout the course of the year. So dafka now you should make it. So therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Menicha Masim Aracha Tishbav, Kedei Shenucha Lismoch B'Simcha Sasim L'Kavod HaTorah K'Rayah. So fine, you want to learn more? Learn more. Adarab, you should learn more, and you should make a Seder Halima Dafka during these 9 days. The Schus of Talmud Torah is the greatest Schus for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So maybe that would be the right thing to do. But says the Aruch HaShulchan, make that Siyam, but make it after Tisha B'Av and not during the 9 days. So not only the Mishnah Berurah, not only the Eli Rabbah, but the Aruch HaShulchan as well seems to be a antagonist to the very, very common practice of making a Siyam during the 9 days. And his Tshuva Shevet the Levi Rav Ozner, Chelik Vav, Simenayin Beis, writes a Tshuva to Rav Gavriel Zinner, the author of the Nitei Gavriel, about this very question. And he concludes his Tshuva, and he writes, Bin Hasim Betisha Sayam Lechol Basar, to make a Siyam during the 9 days. Ein Daiti Nochel Lahakel B'Yoser, I'm not so satisfied, I'm not so pleased, and my sense is that I'm not willing to be Makel, says Rav Ozner. There are many people who are mocking, who are making fun of this ancient minhag not to eat meat and not to drink wine during the 9 days. We're talking about a situation of life and death, somebody who's sick, somebody who's weak. It's possible that a person could be sustained who's weak on milchiks or on parv items. Why should we be makel to eat meat during the 9 days if it's not a situation of pikuach nefesh, it's not somebody who's sick? If there is a need, you don't need to come on to a siyam. You could eat meat if there's a real tzarech. Somebody's a chol, chol b'miktzas, chol shem b'sakana, a yoledes, a mu'uberes. Then we could talk about those shailas. But says Rav Ozner, stam, to be makel and to make a siyam during the 9 days, he's not very comfortable with that. However, it should be pointed out in the Sefer Elohim Wadai quotes that during the days of the stipler in World War I, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky said that during the 9 days, the only thing that they had to eat in Europe was meat. That's all they had. And the minhag of his yeshiva was that every day there'd be a siyam, and every day they'd eat meat. As noted, they probably didn't have to have a siyam to allow them to eat meat because that's all they had. It was during World War I. For whatever reason, the only food item that they had was meat. But nonetheless, he did indeed make a siyam allowing to eat meat during the 9 days in a situation of quote-unquote pikuach nefesh or chaye nefesh or choli, etc. However, of Gavriel Zinner, his own Sefer Nitei Gavriel, in Hilchos Beina Mitzarim, Chelik Aleph, Perek Mal Malef, Sivkatan Dalet, says that even though Rav Ozner wrote to him they should be machmir, he writes the following. Kishaosim siyam b'yeshivos u'b'machanos anofesh, in many yeshivas and many camps and in the country and the Catskills or in different bungalows, there's an ancient custom of making siyumim, and you invite everybody. Mutarim kola ochli biyachal lechol basav lishtos yain. Everybody can come to the siyum. Everybody can eat meat, and everybody can drink wine. Va'af hanashim mutaris. Even the women who didn't learn can also come. Where is Rav Gavriel Zinner coming from? We saw the Mishnah Berurah, we saw the Eli Rabbi, we saw the Aruch HaShulchan, we saw Rav Ozner who wrote himself to the Nitei Gavriel saying that it is an ancient custom, a minhag yisrael, not to eat meat drink during the 9 days. So how is it possible that all of a sudden we see that Rav Gavriel Zinner is so makel? So he quotes, of course, a well-known psak and a tshuva from Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein, quoted by Rav Shimon Eider. And the Kitzer Hilchos Beinah Ben Sarm quotes his Rebbe Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's also found in Rabbi Simcha Budim Cohn's book, The Laws of Avelos of the 3 Weeks. And in his chapter of Activities Restricted During the 9 Days, on page 61, he also quotes his Rebbe Rav Moshe Feinstein, who permitted siyumim during the 9 days. And I quote, many summer camps and yeshivas celebrate siyumim during the 9 days. Hagon Rav Moshe Feinstein Zal ruled that since the entire yeshiva or camp eat their regular meals together, they are permitted to eat meat at the siyum. Says Rav Moshe that if a person is making a bona fide siyum and a proper siyum, if it's in a camp or it's in a yeshiva or in a bungalow colony, Rav Moshe's minhag was that it's permitted to do so. And I know Mipia Shmua from other Talmidim Rav Moshe Feinstein who were with Rav Moshe in Camp Staten Island during the 9 days, that Rav Moshe himself participated in the siyum and himself would eat meat during the 9 days as part of a siyum. So therefore the custom did develop indeed to do so. Rav Moshe doesn't explain the basis of the custom, but you do find many Gedol Yisro who supported it. Where does it come from? One of the early sources where it comes from is from the Siddur of the Yaibitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who writes, and I quote, "Va'af ha'memaher l'sayim limud sefer yosem ilimudo b'shayim osashanim." Somebody who very quickly tries to make a siyum during the 9 days. Leis lanba, there's no problem. It's okay. Ki mikol malkum huzares v'niskar shehiktim atzvo l'mitzvah ubetnai shlo yigra me'esek alimud heitev karoy lahavin ulahaskil. Says the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Siddur Yaibitz, somebody who pushes to learn more, or somebody even arguably who was learning very well and could make a seem a little bit earlier, but postpones it for the 9 days. If your point and your purpose is limud haTorah, if your purpose is that you learned well, that would be permitted. It's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And moreover, the Chiddush Erim writes in Siach Sarfei Kodesh that the minug amongst Hasidim is to make Dafka Siyom and the Sechta during these days, since the reason for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Churban Beis HaMikdash Hashenu, was Sinas Chinam, Asiyom Sechta, Avidna Yom HaTavel, or Rabbanan, Smechim Zemze, who Hefech Sinas Chinam, V'tikun Lezeh, everybody comes together, everybody joins. It's almost the antidote for Sinas Chinam is making a Siyom and inviting many, many people to come. Included in this, the Munkachi Rav said also in Shaya Saskar, Maimer Chodesh Tammuz, Av, Os Ches, that the same thing is true, that it's a beautiful thing. It brings people together. It's Mosiv Ava V'Achva V'Shalom V'Reyes. And this is also found in the Tshuvas of the Hisaris of the Tshuva, the son of the Ksav Sofer, the grandson of the Chsam Sofer, who also had the custom to finish a Masechta during these days for the very same reason. So although you see opposition, opponents, and negativity from the Archashulch and the Mishnah Berurah, the Elie Rabbah of Ozner, nonetheless, we see in many, many Hasidish sources, and along with the Psak of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, that if the purpose is real, and if the purpose is true, especially in a camp setting where there's so many hundreds upon hundreds of campers, and to have a 9-day diet strictly of milchiks is not such a simple thing. If the purpose is intent to help, if the purpose is limud haTorah, if the purpose is for the benefit of the camp, of the mangala and the like, there is makom lahakel, and Ramosh himself has noted, was making. But a person has to know and has to understand really what they are doing. If it's not necessary and a person could get by without, Matova Anam, you're fulfilling the minhag klali so which existed for thousands of years during the 9 days. If a person can't, and there's a simcha, and the simcha is coming from the proper focus, and a person recognizes that, yes, we are during the Tishas Yami, we are during the 9 days, but nonetheless, the purpose is to finish a Masechta, is to learn Torah, is to be marbet Torah, it's going to inspire others to learn Torah when you hear a Siyam, when you're part of a Siyam, and you're also being Mosif, Ava, Ve'achva, Ve'shalom, Ve'reyos, then therefore it would be permitted in any of these circumstances. Moreover, not only in a camp setting, in a bungalow or in a yeshiva, if a person finishes something, a Masechta, he could make a private Siyam himself just for his family. That's also Mutar Me'ikar Hadin. But what is permitted to be learnt in order to finish? So as the Ramah says, the finishing is Siyam Masechas. You finish a Masechas. So what is a Masechas? So most of us, in the way we've been explaining thus far, is you finish one of the Masechtas, one of the tractates of the Bavli of Yerushalmi. Is the same thing true about finishing a Masechta of Mishnayos? Could you knock off Masechas Megillah or Tainus, which are a little bit easier, Masechas Rosh Hashanah? Maybe that would be enough. So Moshe says, and it's also found in the Sefer Yom Tavla Rabbanan, all about the halachas of Siyam, that the standard practice is not to consider a Siyam on one tractate of Mishnayos, but rather one chelek of Mishnayos, one seder. So either Moed, Nashim, Nezikim, Kachim, and Taras, that would be considered to be a Siyam. Moshe Feinstein also writes, if you finish one Sefer of Navi, which you learned very well, either with Rashi, or the Ibn Ezra, the Ralbag, the Mitzudas, or other Rishonim, and it's learned really, really properly, finish Sefer Yoshua, Sefer Shoftim, Malachim Aleph. If you really, really learn through those Sfarim of Tanakh properly, an argument can be made as well, if you learn it well, that it would be considered to be a Siyam. And the same thing is true with any Masechta in Bavli Yerushalmi. It has to be learned well, has to be learned properly. Just to read it is not count. And if you finish a Masechta in a few days, theoretically, if you learn 10, 15 hours a day for 3, 4, 5 days, that's a bona fide Siyam. But a person, a Chachavein Barosh, a person should be wise, a person should be smart, a person should understand and appreciate the focus. If it's only here to be matir, a license to eat meat and to drink wine, a person has to know that that might not be the way to go. But if the purpose is as noted in a camp setting, yeshiva setting, a bungalow setting, then there would be room to do so. I decry that certain places where you find, not only when it comes to meat, or even when it comes to milchiks, you'll see signs, advertisements, the best 9-day menu. And in a milchik restaurant, that's also not appropriate. That's also taking away from the focus of the 9 days. Or as noted, you'll find certain fleishig restaurants that have a particular Messiah who comes every night. And of course, that's not appropriate also. That takes away from the purpose and the tachlis of the minhag Yisrael. And upon that, the Ramah says that there's an ancient custom, Simitovkov from Ralph Siftes, Matsnin Reosh Chodesh Ve'elach Hasakin Shot Shchita. Many people quoting the Ramah from the Rabbeinu Yerucham, Hagos Maimonios, that they would hide, they would put away their Sakin Shot Shchita, the knife that was used by the Shoichet to shech the animals. Shein Shochtim Kilim Tzarech Mitzvah L'chola O Shabbos O Mila V'Kiyotzibe. You don't need the knife for Shchita because you're not eating meat and not drinking wine during these days. So put away your knife, the shochtim would close up. And of course today that's not feasible, it's not possible. Amcha Yisrael, B'cheinu B'nei Yisrael, we have so many of Klal Yisrael who are eating kosher meat, Baruch Hashem, so of course our shlacht houses are open. And so we're not matzni our sack in Shabbasar, but it's based upon this Ramah that many kashrus organizations and many cities have to discuss. And whether or not their restaurants, their meat restaurants should be open or not. And this, of course, is an old, old machlokas which dates back many hundreds of years, where Rabbanim discussed whether or not the store should be open or not. And if you take a look in the Orchas Chaim, it's quoted in the Maharsham that the minug was, Liskor b'yamim eilu asachanuyos hamochos basar, v'lo paschum ela b'yom hei, v'erev Shabbos liknos basar tzorche Shabbos. Many, many stores, meat stores are closed, and many cities have this practice today. Here locally, we don't do that. There people are sick. We have Sfardim. We have people who are concerned about if they don't eat kosher, maybe they'll go to a non-kosher establishment, which existed in throughout cities throughout the world over the course of the years. If you take a look in the Tshuva of the Maharsham, the Das Torah here as well, and some in Tafkuf Nun Aleph, and the Tshuva of the Davar Mirsham, the Tshubin Rav Chelik Beis, also quoting from many, many earlier sources that the minig was among some cities to close up restaurants, to close up meat stores and the like, as well as others who had a very different customs as well. Take a look at Moshe Feinsinger's Moshe, Chelek Dalet Simon Kuf Yud Beis, who permitted Mutter Mendina L'Hachzik Pasuach Esachanuyos Basar. But nonetheless, we should realize this tension and the dynamic and the dialectic that exists between not eating meat, not drinking wine, on the one hand, keeping that minig Yisrael to appreciate the reason, the basis for not having the Beis HaMikdash and the loss and the Churban that we are mourning today, but on the other hand, appreciating the fact that a Siyum does something, and it does bring us closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, closer to His Torah, brings us closer to each other. So of course, everybody has to know and understand what you're doing, why you're doing. All Shailas, of course, should be discussed with the Rav, with Rabbanim, to determine whether or not a Siyum Maseches would be appropriate, would be inappropriate. But as noted, it does seem that there is a strong custom to do so when it falls in line under the category that we discussed. We should be zocha to the binyan beis hamikdash, yiratzim alfanecha, shibane beis hamikdash, bimheirav yameinu, v'sein chalkeinu besorasecha, v'sham navad chabira, kimei oilam u'chashanim kadmanios.